Well, I invite you to take your Bibles and turn to Luke, the 15th chapter. While you're doing that, I'd like to say thank you again to Brother Harold Brannon for filling in the pulpit last Sunday. I was on crutches at that point. I'm off crutches. As a matter of fact, I just want to share something with you that, you know, whenever somebody has something cool that happens for them, it doesn't mean that it has to wow you. But at the same time, you know, I just want to share something that I think a lot of us have probably experienced in one way or the other. The reason that I had surgery is I had a torn meniscus, and if that doesn't mean anything to you, that's okay. It's a cartilage in your knee, and found out after surgery that the meniscus where mine was torn, that I was evidently born with an abundance of meniscus in that area, if that makes any sense to you, an overgrowth. So where the tear was in the overgrowth, and when the surgeon surgically removed that tear, he cut it back to where my meniscus should have been. So instead of losing meniscus, I just had it repaired, bringing it back to what's normal. That may not mess you up or not, but it messes me up big time. And God's just like that, isn't he? It's just kind of cool. I wasn't looking forward to surgery, you know, and I've certainly not been enjoying the getting back on my feet type thing. But it is a lot of fun. And I do have proof that I've had surgery because I have two princess band-aids on both of the places where he did that due to my granddaughter. And that was just kind of pretty cool too. Except for the one day that she forgot that I was hurt and I found out and reminded myself that it was because she dove right into my lap and whee, that was fun. 2013. I realized that since this is the first Sunday of the new year, it's real tempting to do one of those new year type things, and I'm going to be kind of doing that, but at the same time, not doing that. I'm not going to try to tie all of that in, but I will tell you this much, that all of us probably have a dream for 2013. Whether you know it or not, there's a dream out there, and hopefully it's not a dread, because we have enough of that. All you got to do is just turn on the news and look where we've been to see where the dread comes, but hopefully you'll have a dream, and I hope that you'll discover it. But I want to share a little bit of what I think all of our dreams are, somewhere deep down inside what our dreams are today. And I want you to join me in Luke, the 15th chapter. Let's read this verse of Scripture, verses 1 through 10, before we go any further. It says, "Now the tax collectors and the sinners were all gathered around to hear him." And speaking of Jesus, of course. "But the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, 'This man welcomes sinners and eats with them.' Then Jesus told them this parable. 'Suppose one of you had 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? When he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and the neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I found my lost coin.' In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Now, there's words that are used in this verse of Scripture that are either comfortable or uncomfortable. If you've been in church a lot, you know the word repent. If you've been in church a lot, you've heard the word sinner. If you've been in church an awful lot, you know, you've heard all of these things. And you know, there's just something uncomfortable about that word sinners if it applies to us. And I just don't know if you're lost today, if you're found today, if you're a Christian, been a Christian forever. I don't know if your life is in question. I don't know if there's parts of your life that need to be really looked at and examined, and God needs to address those. But I just want you to know that if that is true of you, you got a friend, and his name is Jesus. Now, the reason I say this is not to make you feel more comfortable. You know, just because people will befriend you and you have a lot of faults doesn't mean they befriend your faults. It just probably means that they're willing to be your friend still. But we find in this verse of Scripture something very, very interesting. Jesus is addressing the Pharisees, who were the really, really righteous, perfect people. These guys had it down. They were very well respected. They walked a little bit above and head and shoulders above the crowd. They served in the local tabernacle. They were the